Warning, the Geek Cave can at times contain mature language and immature humor. The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime, great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Geek Cave Podcast Comics. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
And this is the comic book segment brought to you by BuzzTime, Shirtosaurus, and GameStop. Darren.
Yo.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Chad, how are you?
I'm distracted by the bare shoulders on Darren.
Yeah, Darren.
It's looking. Darren's, oh God! Oh, don't flex
the
like guns. That, man.
He busted out the gun. I didn't know we had tickets to a gun show. Did you?
I did not. But boy, howdy, am I glad we do.
They came free with admission.
Woo!
I seriously think the temperature skyrocketed in here when he did that. It's. Oh. I'm. I got the vapors, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the vapors. Nice. Been using that heavy bag in the guest bedroom, huh?
Definitely
nice.
So, yeah.
Your shoulders actually do show that. You know, I realize we're not a video podcast, but it is noticeable.
Yes.
Because I don't know how many of you, you know, actually look at gamers all that often, but usually it's rounded shoulders.
You know, kind of doughy.
Because we have poor posture.
Well, poor posture, but our entire thing is, you know, unless the only thing you play is the Wii, where you get to hold the nunchucks at shoulder width apart or whatnot, you know, a controller is, what, 6-8 inches, you know, across?
Yeah.
So you're bringing your shoulders together, mm-hmm. you know? So it forces the posture into a rounded shoulder. Long story short, okay. Good job, Darren.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. You look fantastic. Yeah.
His shoulders look so great. You could lay all of your burdens on his shoulders, and he wouldn't break a sweat.
Atlas himself says, you know, he could hold the heavens.
Uh huh.
Maybe we should talk
about
comic
me.
Books. We got yeah, a long, please. Long box today.
Well, yeah, probably. Okay, so comic.
I don't know if it's crypto long, but it's. it's a sizable stack of papers in front of this man.
Well, it's certainly not crypto funny. Let's put it that way.
Well, nothing will ever be crypto funny again. But I mean, this looks like the first draft of something Dostoevsky might have written.
Really, Dostoevsky? That was nice.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Darren. What do you got news-wise for comics? Because that's what we're talking about here: comics, not your shoulders anymore. Comics.
Appreciate that. Well, for starters, this was kind of like the biggest thing that happened over the past couple of weeks. So Sega and Archie Comics have been publishing this Sonic the Hedgehog comic for like 24 years. It's ridiculous. It kind of continued the good Saturday morning TV show that Sonic was in back in the 90s. You guys remember that
one? You mean
the
incredibly dark one?
Yes, the incredibly dark one.
Yeah.
That also was subtle when it came to its environmental message. And, you know, these characters have lived on for all this time. They've had relationships. They've aged. There's been some resolution. There's been some gravitas. It's over. It's all over. Sega announcing, okay, we're going to stop. That's it. Just out of the blue. No,
in the middle of the story?
In the middle of a story arc. No warning. Just, we're done. We're done here. Now we're going to go to our new lover, IDW, whose dick is twice as big. And it's going to be just great.
Well, I mean seriously, compared to Archie Comics, IDW does have the bigger dick.
I've never really thought to compare metaphorical dicks. So,
oh, there's no metaphorical about it. The IDW building The IDW publishing the plant is literally twice as big.
Have literal peni.
Yes.
But, I mean, on one hand, it's sad, especially if you're someone like me who kind of followed the comics for quite a while. I think I ended up getting out around issue 200 just because too much on my plate. But yeah, it's kind of sad to see the story end, especially without a resolution. Admiral Thrawn, you may remember him from some of the Star Wars novels, the Expanded Universe novels. Kind of a
Those
badass blue skin. He
Those
is,
don't it, count.
Well, not anymore.
They don't count.
No.
Never
no,
mind.
Although, wrong.
Although Thrawn did show up in Star Wars Rebels, which is part of continuity, so I guess he's back.
Now well, the character counts, but not the...
Yeah, no, you're right. Getting his
what
own
you remember him from?
Getting his own comic book now. Marvel is going to be doing a limited series. That's kind of interesting, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. Speaking of Marvel, Secret Empire. I think that's it. I'm losing track of all these stupid crossovers. The one with Evil Cap is still
going
on.
Secret Empire
is still going on. Black Widow's dead. Miles Morales is not a killer after all. And the, well, oh, look at that. My give a shit meter just completely ran out. So, pretty much it.
That's impressive. Mine emptied, you know, months ago.
And DC is still in the middle of Dark Knight's Metal, which they've just revealed there. Afterwards, there's going to be six badass metal-covered Batman merged with another hero antagonists that'll
Dark
be
Knight
showing
metal.
Up. Yeah.
Is Dark that the Knights. One where Jack Black is actually the Dark Knight? You can't destroy the metal.
Dave Grohl is Robin.
Ooh, I like.
But that's pretty much it as what's going on right now in the world of comic books. Comics are weird. Before we forget, we just want to remind you, we are, what, like a month away from Extra Life? A little over
yes.
a month away from when we tape this, but when you hear it, we're about a month away. It'll be Labor Day weekend. We'll be holding it in Northeast Indiana, so sorry you can't come. But you can watch online. We'll be streaming it on Twitch, as well as portions on Facebook Live. We'll be doing lots of giveaways, including an NES Classic, whole bunch of t-shirts from Shirtosaurus, movies, games. We're going to throw a book or two in there, some autographs as well. It's going to be a really good time. Be sure you check it out, geekcavepodcast.com/extralife2017. We're already halfway to our goal, so please check it out. Visit our roster page and donate, so you can have your name in the ring for a lot of great prizes, and there's no minimum donation required. $1 will get you the same chance as someone who donates $1,000. If you donate $1 million, however, you're going to the front of the line.
If you donate $1 million, Darren, Chad, and I will put on the goofiest outfits and record a video of us dancing to something silly.
And we'll do an episode at your house.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
For $1 million, yeah. I mean,
for $1 million, destination podcasting.
Yeah. So if somebody from Scotland, because I've always wanted to visit there, will donate $1 million, this is just the excuse I need.
Now that's $1 million U.S.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't donate like $1 million lira or something. Comes out to like $15.
$1 million pesos. Here's your $1.50.
Oh. I'm pretty sure the exchange rate's better than that.
It is. It is. I'm kidding.
That's all I've got, guys.
All right. Chad, do you have anything comic book-wise?
I've just recently learned that comics actually have pictures. Apparently, there's lots of artists involved. This
yes.
is kind of amazing. I didn't realize it was such a creative endeavor.
Well, originally it was
So for those of you who've not... apparently, graphic novel does not mean that it's just really, really gory and language-filled. No, graphic actually means that there's pictures.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are new to comics, there's pictures in there.
Well, back in like the 1930s when they started, all comics were drawn by one guy.
Wow.
Yeah. Smitty Johnson, I believe his name was. He was hired by all the companies, and he worked himself to death, literally.
Hmm.
He personally kept the number two pencil industry in business during the Depression.
Da, 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 da.
Eventually, he started taking on, you know, apprentices and stuff like that, and you know, it blossomed. Some people still subscribe to his style of teaching. You know, it's like people who, you know, Bruce Lee taught a handful of people, and then they go down, you know, and then they teach other people. You know, there's. There's different drawing styles and different masters you can follow, but there's you know, arguably Bruce Lee is one of the greats. Smitty Johnson is one of the greats as well. And I've broken Darren, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I love doing this.
Oh, that was the most glorious, you know, line of BS I've heard in months. Months, I say.
So that was today's long box, ladies and gentlemen.
The shortest long box ever, too.
But you didn't know it.
That's true.
None of that you knew before just now.
That's true. Like the whole thing was a fiction right out of your own head.
Well, out of my own something.
I'm going to go get some coffee.
Yep. Chad's walking away from the mic, folks.
He's literally walking away.
Hey, Chad, could you fix me up, too?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'll just be in the kitchen, so speak up.
Okay, I can do that. So
this day's dark.
We have electricity. For those of you who didn't hear, Chad just mumbled, "This cave is dark." I'm like, dude, I paid the electric bill, all right? Okay, so on to this month's long box. With San Diego Comic-Con recently wrapping up, you know, they released a lot of trailers, a lot of cool-looking stuff, and one of the things that came out was the name of the upcoming Flash movie, Flashpoint. Now, I'm not a huge fan of this, and... And we'll go into that later. We'll get into that in the movie segment. So, but what I wanted to do was, for those of you who don't know, Flashpoint was a big storyline in the comic books, which ushered in the New 52 era. So rather than discussing an individual character, I'm going to discuss Flashpoint. I'm going to talk about this story arc. So... you can kind of have an understanding of what's going on. So later, when we're ranting about this and why I think if they proceed with what they're doing, what I think they're going to do, why I think it's a bad idea at this time. So Flashpoint, this was a big company-wide crossover in 2011 with DC Comics. It covered the entire core of the series with tie-ins and one-shots. I mean, we're talking like a 61-issue run. Not just the main story, but crossovers with Booster Gold, 16 separate three-issue miniseries, and a number of one-shots.
That is a fair amount of literature to have to wade through.
Yes, I think the only thing bigger than this... was the final Crisis.
I'm going to say Crisis moments.
Yeah, I mean, Crisis on Infinite Earths, the very first Crisis, was massive. Yeah. But all of it was self-contained within each of the individual main issues. Yes, it kind of bled out a little bit, but you don't need to buy all of that other stuff. Infinite Crisis was big. There were, you know, if you have all the collected editions, you've got Infinite Crisis plus like five other graphic novels. Final Crisis is insane.
Yeah.
The bound edition is over, you know, about an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
And without all of the other tie-in stuff, you get so confused and lost.
Yeah, if you don't at least read the Superman Final Crisis, you have no idea what's going on.
Exactly, because I own it and I've tried to read it just by itself and I'm just like I have no idea what's going on. How did we get from A to B? Actually, how did we get from A to D, and where the hell did C and B go?
A to straight to WTF.
They're on a truck somewhere, yeah. Flashpoint isn't that confusing. You can read just the standalone issue, the standalone Flashpoint storyline, and understand what's going on, but to get a better sense of the world that's going on, you really need to look into all of the other stuff, because this isn't just the superheroes fighting one big thing. It literally altered the DC universe. Everything, and I mean everything, changed during the Flashpoint storyline. Basically, what happens is Barry Allen wakes up to discover that nothing is the same. He's not the Flash anymore and doesn't have his powers.
Everything revolves around the Flash. Rebirth may say everything revolves around Superman. Everything goes back to the Flash.
Yeah. Usually. Barry's mother is alive. She's been dead since he was a kid.
I'm glad she got better.
Yeah. His father has been dead of a heart attack rather than dying in prison, because typically in the, you know, if you follow the CW's Flash TV series, Barry's origins kind of ring true to some of his history, where his mother was murdered when he was a child. His father was blamed for the murder. He went to prison, but really it was Eobard Thawne, the Reverse Flash, going back in time to kill Barry's mother because he had a grudge against the Flash.
Yep.
Everybody caught up?
Yeah. But his mother's alive. His father was never sent to prison. Captain Cold is the Central City's greatest hero. And the Justice League has never been a thing. And Superman, he's gone. There is no Superman. There never was a Superman. Hmm. What the hell? Batman is still a thing in Gotham City, but he's not our Batman. He's willing to throw people off roofs. He's not afraid to kill.
So he's the movie universe Batman.
Worse. And Wonder Woman and her Amazons are at war with Atlantis. The Amazons have conquered the British Isles, and Aquaman has sunk Western Europe. It's gone.
Huh.
And they're at war with each other because Diana and Arthur, Aquaman, were supposed to get married. Diana's mother, Queen Hippolyta, was killed. It was framed on the Atlanteans by another Amazon, so they went to war. So the marriage was called off. Arthur fell in love with Mara, and she was killed by Diana, and the war started.
Okay.
So
I was going to say something flippant, but that's actually kind of, it makes sense in
world. Yeah. So this world is going to hell in a handbasket, and there's only a handful of people who could stop it, but they're not going to, or they can't. So
are we going to get to what the Green Lanterns are doing?
The Green Lanterns aren't in this.
Okay.
They're staying away from Earth. Hal Jordan is not a Green Lantern. Earth has no Green Lantern.
Well, that's kind of my question. Because the Green Lantern Corps is a universal thing, as opposed to a planetary thing, I was curious as to whether or not
the Green
Lanterns had a presence.
Hal never
story.
Became the Green Lantern. Simple as that. So Barry, after figuring all this out, trying to make sense of it all, drives to the Batcave to, you know, talk to Bruce. Because if you're trying to figure something out, Batman is the best person to go, help me. He gets to the Batcave, and it's revealed that Batman is not Bruce Wayne. It's Thomas Wayne, Bruce's
Wait
dad.
Wait a minute. So what happened to Bruce?
Well, that night in the alley, when Joe Chill pulled the gun,
It
was Bruce that got shot. Thomas and Martha lived. Bruce died.
Well, what happened to Martha then?
I'll get to that.
Oh.
I'll get to that. So Thomas is now Batman. He's living, the Batcave is still under the ruins of Wayne Manor. It's not nearly as high tech. It's, got like a laptop. And Joe Chill's gun is a trophy, which means he took his revenge out on Joe for killing his son. Barry tries to explain to Thomas who he was, where he came from, then that all things are different. He eventually convinces Thomas enough to try and help him regain his powers. So logically, They strap an electric chair to the roof of Wayne Manor, surround it with chemicals in a lightning storm, and basically fry Barry. They don't kill him, but he suffers, like, you know, 10-degree burns. I don't even know if a 10-degree burn is a thing.
It is not.
But that's what it looks like. He looks like beef jerky mm-hmm. when they're done. He convinces him to try and help him again, and this time he succeeds. Barry gets his powers back and rapidly heals himself.
Oh, never mind. Okay. We're okay. We're okay. Thank you, Speed Force. That was really going to hurt for a long time if you weren't around.
Yeah. Barry concludes that the Reverse Flash is behind all this. I mean, who else? Who else has the ability to muck with time in such a fashion?
Rip Hunter.
I'm just seeing parallels to Memento.
Yeah. So. So he concludes that the Reverse Flash changed history to prevent the formation of the Justice League, causing everything to go downhill. They learned that Kal-El, Clark, Superman, whatever you want to call him, was taken by Project Superman and held in a military bunker. They go to free him, and when they find him, he's like this very thin and gaunt person who's, you know, never seen sunlight.
Mm-hmm. So, like,
ever.
Like Christian Bale in The Machinist.
Yeah.
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 That's pretty gaunt.
Yeah, or Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting. I mean, we're talking, you know,
a little bit too thin.
A little bit too thin, yeah.
Well, too thin for comfort. There are people who are naturally that thin, I guess we should say.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not body shame the thin. We don't like being body shamed for fat.
No. So they go there and they try and bust him out, because if anybody can help stop all this, it's Superman, right?
Yeah.
Well, Superman's never seen daylight, so he doesn't have, you know, any kind of powers. They bust him out and they get outside into daylight and they get surrounded by soldiers. Superman, experiencing sunlight for the first time, suddenly gains powers and flies away.
Yeah.
Because he's scared.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
You know, yeah, the only people he's ever interacted with are scientists or military people.
All of whom were poking and prodding him, probably in some red light, you know, cubicle.
Yeah. And I'll get more into a breakdown of how each of these characters changed after I finish the main plot. So, Batman and the Flash eventually, you know, they get away. Superman left. They get away. They go to try and track down Shazam, Captain Marvel, whatever you want to call him, Shazam, to find out that the wizard Shazam didn't just imbue Billy Batson with the power of Shazam. He gave it to 6 kids. Each kid gets one of the traits. They all have to be together to form Captain Thunder. This new version. So you take out one of the kids, your now super weapon is gone. They end up in London to try and stop the war and figure out what's going on. And in the wake of all the devastation that's going on, Reverse Flash appears and tells Barry he created this timeline. The Flash himself went back in time to stop his mother from being killed. And by changing that one little incident in time, threw the rest of history out of whack. The Flash is the bad guy.
The rest of history from that point?
From that point, yes. From that point on.
I say, that'd be a hell of a thing if saving her sent reverberations into the past as well.
Yeah. I mean, it may have. They didn't go into that.
It's unlikely.
Yeah. So, turns out the Flash is the bad guy, technically. He's the one that caused all this shit.
I knew it. I've been watching that TV show. There's no way that guy could ever do something truly good.
Yeah. So basically, Barry pulled the Speed Force into himself, shattering history and everything, just, you know, whatever. They transformed him into a living paradox, no longer requiring Barry to exist and allowing him to kill the Flash without erasing his own existence. Because that's what the Reverse Flash wants to do, get rid of the Flash. But he can't do that without destroying himself, because he got his powers in the future because of the Flash.
Right.
Everybody confused? Good. We're moving on.
We might have to make this one a two-parter.
No, I'm almost done.
You're almost done with the plot. And then there's all the characters.
I'm not going to go into all the characters. I'm going to go into some of them. The main ones. During all of this, Thomas Wayne kills the Reverse Flash. You know, he was basically the only thing standing between Barry and fixing what he had caused. Thomas just shoves a sword through the Reverse Flash's back while he's, you know, goading Barry. Didn't see that one coming.
You clever dog, you got me monologuing.
Yeah. This gives Barry a chance to fix it. But before he leaves, Thomas gives Barry a letter to give to Bruce. Barry says a tearful goodbye to his mother, travels back in time, merges with himself earlier from when he did this, stops himself. And it's while he's doing this that he realizes he can see multiple timelines. Generally, he's just been running back and forth. Now he can see everything. And by multiple timelines, I mean DC's continuity, the Vertigo imprint, and the Wildstorm imprint. All three owned by DC, but, you know, they've been self-contained universes. They're now pulling themselves into one coherent universe, which, when Barry emerges, is the New 52. That's why everything was so different from the Old 52. Major changes occurred. But Barry was able to retain his memory of the Flashpoint incident. Not so much pre-Flashpoint universe, but he remembered the shit that went down. He goes to the Batcave. He gives Bruce the letter. Bruce is, you know, touched by it, but doesn't seem to be fazed by, you know, well, I'm still Batman. So that's basically Flashpoint in a nutshell. Barry did, with good intentions, a very stupid thing, causing everything, and I mean everything in the universe, to go apeshit.
Well, the road to Flashpoint's paved with good intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's worth noting that a couple of these characters have since, like Thomas Wayne, have since popped back up into main DC continuity through Rebirth and the story called The Button.
Yeah. Hmm. And I believe we talked about that where Bruce got to actually see his father. Thomas telling Bruce, you know, you don't have to do this to honor our memory, which leads to, excuse me, some ambiguity as to whether Bruce is going to continue as Batman.
Right. Bruce has.
He is at the moment.
Yeah.
You're not my real father.
Bruce has proposed to Catwoman.
My father is British with a pencil mustache. You are.
But no, Bruce has since proposed to Catwoman, but it's still up in the air as to what is going to happen as a result of that.
Yeah. So, like I said, I was going to get into some of the major changes in some of the characters, and I'll do that because I know we're running a little long. I'll try and keep this short. Like I said, Batman was Thomas Wayne. I'd already kind of talked about him a little bit. He went not off the deep end when Bruce was killed, but he certainly. He handled it about as well as Bruce handled his parents dying, which now I guess we know where he got it from. Mm. You wanted to know how Martha was.
Yeah.
Martha became this universe's Joker.
Yeah, that tracks.
And
this should be crazy.
Yeah, she actually went on a spree of murders, including killing children.
Hmm.
She kidnaps the children of Harvey Dent, tricks Gordon, Commissioner Gordon, into shooting Dent's daughter because she had taped her mouth shut, disguised her as a Joker, and then she sneaks up and slashes Gordon's throat.
Hmm.
She's Martha did not take all of this well.
Hmm. See, this is what happens if you have too much money.
Yeah.
Bruce, you go nuts when tragedy occurs.
Yeah, not Bruce. Thomas finally tracks down Martha explains, you know, all of this. This happens between learning about the pre-Flashpoint universe and going to stop everything that's going on. There's like, you know, a four-hour window, I guess, where Thomas goes off and tries to stop the Joker. Explains what he learned about Bruce. Martha can't handle it and
asks for a divorce.
Yeah. She runs away from the situation, falling down a hole into the Batcave and dying. So, yeah, Martha did not handle all of that well, as you would expect. Let's see. Captain Marvel was split into six different kids. They all had to be present to form the one hero. Hal Jordan never became Green Lantern. Superman's rocket ship crashed into Metropolis rather than in Kansas. He was never raised by the Kents. During that crash, it resulted in the death of like 35,000 people. The infant was taken to a government facility where he was, and they learned to control his powers to try and make a super soldier. Sam Lane was the one in charge of this. Kind of took a liking to him, kind of treated him like a son, never really cared for his daughter, you know, that kind of thing. It should also be noted that Crypto was there as well. He was in the rocket ship, but when Kal-El refused to do what they wanted, they took Crypto away, and, well, you see a shot of a dissected white dog-looking thing as Batman and Flash are trying to find him. So the government, you know, the military, not so good in this. Some of the villains, you know, I already talked about the Joker, the Amazons and the Atlanteans, they're at war. I already explained about that. Just, this caused some major, major shit to go down and everything changed. And I'm stressing that because when we get to the movie segment, I'm going to explain why I think the movie Flashpoint, if they stick to the source material, is a bad idea at this point. But we'll get to that later. So that's the long box. It's a good storyline. I'm not denying it. I wasn't too happy with the new 52, but they're fixing that. Go Rebirth. Anybody else got comic stuff? Because that was very heavy-handed. We need to lighten the mood a little bit.
I got nothing.
Nope.
Nothing? All right, well.
Death, death, devil, evil, song.
And they all died horribly. So, yeah. That's the comic book segment. I'm sorry to end it on such a downer. Darren will have something funny to say in the gaming segment.
Hopefully.
No, you will. You had better do this. You got like, we're going to take a break. You got like 2 minutes to come up with a funny joke. All right. That's the comic book segment. Download the gaming and movie segments, and we'll see you later.